glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055. Get Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. All right, want to discuss with you now the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, if you care about educating our kids, especially in Belmont County, but really throughout the region, you really need to know this. St. John's Central Academy, wonderful school, wonderful people who saved it when the parish closed it back in, I think, 2019 or so. The school is now closing. And there are lots and lots and lots of rumors about what happened and who's at fault and this, that, and the other. And I thought, you know, I need to get to the best source possible. This is an evidence-based talk show that I host. And I always try to come up with the best sources, the best documentation, the best everything. And so I reached out to the person who would know more about St. John's Central Academy than anyone else. And that, of course, is our dear friend, Janetta Yeagle. And she has agreed to join us this morning to address every one of the rumors and tell us what really happened regarding St. John's Central Academy. Forget about all the crap that you're reading on Facebook. Lots of keyboard warriors and trolls and idiots. This woman is almost single-handedly saved St. John when the parish closed it, and she started the St. John Central Academy, and she is our very, very special guest, and I think the world of her. Janetta Yeagle, Janetta Yeagle, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dimitri.
So who exactly, we'll get to all the rumors and everything else, but first, who is Janetta Yeagle?
A mom. I do that more than anything. I'm a native of the Ohio Valley. I grew up in Bridgeport up on Kirkland Heights. And when I was about 17 years old, my mom moved to Shadyside, but I attended and went to St. John's from kindergarten in 1980 until 1993 when I graduated.
And tell me about your connection to the school and to the community.
My parents were a couple of people who were music business type people. They knew a lot of people around the Ohio Valley. People would come and watch them play music. And I did that same thing as well as I got older. Had a band for a really long time there in the Ohio Valley, but for the most part, my connection to the school simply is that I graduated from there, and in 2019, the diocese announced the closing of the school, and that's when the whole thing started. I was working there as a music teacher at the time.
Yeah. From my end, because I played a minor role in this, we were doing the show in Weirton at our Weirton Studios, and Mr. Deep Pockets, who you know, who's Belmont County, through and through, called me and said, there's this woman, this Janetta Yeagle, who wants to save St. John, the school that the Steubenville Parish is going to be closing. She wants to save it. And I said to him, you got to be kidding me. A school in Bel Air, and this woman is going to try to raise God knows how much money to keep this thing open, and not only to keep it open, but to make it even better and have high academic standards. And I thought this was ridiculous, but that is Mr. Deep Pockets, who owns the radio station, so it was like, all right, let's get her in here. And so you were our very special guest, you and several other people, I forget the others, but you especially. And you made the pitch to me and to my listeners back in, I guess, 2019, that you were going to do everything in your power to save this school. And honestly, I thought it was like, well, if you can do it, God bless you. But I didn't think you have a snowball's chance in hell, which I've shared with you before. I just couldn't believe you could do it. But you did it. Tell the listeners what you did to save this school. It was an impossible situation. The parish wants it closed. And you, Janetta Yangle, the music teacher, says, oh, no, I'm going to save the school. How did you make this happen?
Well, first I want to say it was friends like you and Mr. Deepak who...
Deep Pockets.
I know about those. he did contact me and offer the show to us at the beginning, and I just want to tell you guys thank you sincerely from all of us who started the school, because you guys were a huge help in getting the word out and helping, you know, to get people involved and interested in what was going on at the time. But yeah, that was tremendous for you guys to do that. So when we started the school, I mean, you can get a master's degree, you can have a doctorate in education, and I've witnessed this personally, and have no idea what the Department of Education requirements are, what it means to have a charter school versus a non-chartered public school, or a non-chartered private school, or a non-public chartered school. I mean, there are so many things that are there. So, and I told you several times, I'm like, I give so much praise and glory to God for being with us in that time, because just like every door that was walked or we didn't know the answer, I would mysteriously find someone, you know, miraculously a person would appear and say, I got the answer for that, and I can tell you who to call. And so, you know, we did a lot of networking with schools from Columbus, Ohio. We did a lot of networking with people locally. There are a lot of very experienced and very, very intelligent superintendents there locally in the Valley who were retired, who offered a lot of advice. A lot of them were public school superintendents, so they were not, you know, able to give us that side of it, because a private school is a lot different than a public school, and it's ran differently. We had some, you know, a lot of flack. There were times that people were coming against us. A lot of things were being said, like, you know, where this isn't going to happen. But we just, you know, kept moving forward with everything and making sure that we tried our best to inform parents. So like every single Monday we would have meetings, and the meetings would be at the Knights of Columbus in Bel Air. And we would discuss with the parents, the teachers, the kids, if they wanted to come, they were welcome to come, so that we could explain to them, this is where we are, this is what we're doing, this is how many steps we've gotten closer to where we were last week. You know, we had to literally create a corporation, a nonprofit, you know, corporation, and which is St. John's Central Academy. And then we had to, you know, get a board together. We had to make sure that, then we had to go with the curriculum, and we had to get the curriculum in place and explain to the ODE how we were going to teach and what the options were for learning. And we started out with the high school, and then in May, Father Dan asked me if we could take on the grade school as well. And so we had, you know, K through 8 then that we had to write all the curriculum for and do all, you know, all that stuff for. When we got there, the Diocese of Steubenville had allowed the feeder schools to come in and take every single thing down to the trash cans out of that building. So luckily at the time, Harrison Central was closing their schools, and we were able to go out there and buy a lot of the stuff that we needed at auction. So we got a lot of desks and chairs and tables and, you know, office furniture, and literally loaded it up on U-Haul or not, the back of flatbed trucks and our trucks and vans and cars, whatever we had, and loaded it up and drove it back and unloaded it to school.
So, Janetta, what period of time are we talking about here from the first steps that you took to save St. John until you were able to officially do it? How long a period of time are we talking about here?
They announced their closing February 5th of 2019, and we were in search of a donor. And our major donor, you know, who was with us for the last 6 years, came out of nowhere. I had met him briefly at a football game one time, and was introduced to him, and that's the only time I'd ever seen him before. And he came down to Gula's, and I laid out a business plan with him, and he said to me, he said, you know, he skimmed through a couple pages, he shut the business plan binder and said, why do you want to do this? And I said, because these kids in this Ohio Valley deserve a stellar education.
Yes.
They deserve an education like we had. And I think we can do it. I think we can give it to them. And, you know, I said, it's the school that built me. It's the school that built a lot of people. And I think he felt that in his heart, like I did about that. And so did the other members on the board at the time. And so one of our board members at one point referred to St. John's as Harvard on Guernsey Street. And I thought it was hilarious. I was like, that's pretty accurate. There's a lot of successful people who graduated from there, and I wanted to continue that, and so did our board members. So he said, let me think about this. And so our Follies, which I was putting on that year, was the beginning of May. I want to say it was May the 3rd. And he called me and told me, he said, I'm in. Let's open the school.
Wow.
And so I was able to announce it. So from February 5th to May 3rd is how long it took us to know that we were opening. We still didn't have the charter approved yet. We still didn't have, we had our nonprofit approved by, April. You know, there were two people on our board who wrote that whole thing and got it approved very quickly because we were in distress. So we got it taken care of very quickly, but that's how long it took for us to know for sure we were moving forward.
And this guy was a graduate of St. John's, right?
Yes, 1985 graduate of St. John's.
Is that amazing? Absolutely amazing. Do you think that there was divine intervention here? Do you think God was helping you on this journey and was opening doors for you? What was the role of your faith in this, Janetta?
Well, I've always been a person who prays a lot about everything and every decision and everything that happens. And, I mean, there were times where it was just, I think I stayed almost in a constant state of prayer because there were so many things that were happening and things I needed to find out. And, I mean, I slept very little. It was funny because they used to tease me, my board members, they were like, we got an email from you at 4:30. Did you sleep? You know, I was like, yeah, I slept for about an hour and then I couldn't sleep thinking about all the things that needed to be done, you know, and all the questions that were unanswered. And so in that 6-month period of time, me and another board member who lives in Florida, who I love with all my heart, brilliant, brilliant attorney, and she and I had a lot of sleepless nights, and we said, you know, for that 6-month period of time, we don't even know where our kids were. And because we were on the phone and writing everything that needed to be drawn up.
You're absolutely amazing. We're going to take a short break here, Janetta, and then we're going to be addressing some of the rumors about did someone at the school get terminated? Can you tell us why this person or these people got fired and so much more. Special guest, a really special guest, special lady, Janetta Yagel. She almost single-handedly, now she gives all the credit to everybody else, but she almost single-handedly saved St. John when the parish wanted to close it. She opened it at St. John Central Academy, and now we're finding out that it is closing, and the rumors are just throughout Belmont County are just absolutely unbelievable, and some of them, quite frankly, disgusting. And so we're going to be addressing all of those issues, including the affair, the rumors of affairs and misappropriation of funds and all this other crap that's out there. We got the best source possible. She is the savior of St. John's Central Academy, the president of the board. She is our very, very special guest. If you want to know what's going on in the world, you got to keep it right here. Dimitri, live and dangerously local.